Yeah, a few showers around today, and they'll be with us all day. It's 882 6PR with Jane and Peter. It's 20 past six.
Portion sizes. If you've ever done any of those Michael Mosley diets, you'll be stunned when you weigh your food and your meal is the size of the palm of your hand. Are you eating bigger portions? Because statistics are telling us that our foods laden in fat, sugar and salt are not the only problem. It's the size of the food, the size of the portion that we're consuming. Give us a call on 922 11 882. What foods have you noticed that have increased or decreased in size? Pete was talking earlier about the Romani Cafe and his Wiener Schnitzel and spaghetti that flopped over the side of the plate. But that was a rare thing. Now in 2017, we're seeing all these supersized drinks, thick shakes, chips, the whole bit, enormous portion sizes. They're a problem. Give us a call and tell us your experience. 922 11 882.
Beth Mertens from the Heart Foundation joins us. Hello, Beth.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, you can upsize for a dollar and you get a large this, large that, large everything. That's a big problem, isn't it?
It is. What we found in our research was the amount of food that we're eating is a lot more than it was 20 years ago.
I think if we stop and think about it, Beth, that makes perfect sense. And it's only when you do a calorie restrictive diet that you stop and think, goodness me, over the last 10, 20 years, I have gotten, well, certainly gotten fatter, but your portion sizes have increased. And it's not just the takeaway joints, is it? It's when you go to restaurants too.
That's right. What we looked into was the types of discretionary foods. So they're things that we should be eating less of, things like chips and pastries, takeaway foods, soft drinks and alcohol, and how much they've changed over the last 20 years. And what we found was, for the average Australian, when we sit down to eat a piece of pizza or perhaps even a slice of cake, we're eating more of that food than we did in 1995. And that's quite concerning.
What about smaller sizes? One of our listeners has just rang it. Muesli bars are definitely smaller because people feel if they take a couple of muesli bars to work, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and we have definitely seen that for some foods, they have remained relatively small, which is good. And it's a really important thing that we're thinking about the amount of food that we're eating, but also the type of food. Because if we're having too many of these discretionary style foods, we're not having enough of those more healthy foods like vegetables, fruit, some of the muesli bars, nuts, and things like yogurt as well.
But it is portion size too, because I think, and that was the thing that really dawned on me, Beth, doing the Michael Mosley blood sugar diet, the 8-week blood sugar diet, was the size of each meal was so small, and you can survive on it. And because it's very gradual, isn't it? The way we start to have bigger slices, bigger packets of chips, all of those sorts of things. And even sandwiches and hamburgers and all of those things, look back 20 years and that we've become more like America, haven't we?
You're spot on there, absolutely. We know from other research that when food is served to us in bigger size plates or bowls or packages, it means that we eat more without even realising it. And that's really what our study is prompting people to think about, is both the type and the amount of food that we're eating. And there's some really simple things that people can be doing at home. It's looking at using smaller plates and cups when you're at home, being quite mindful about what you're eating and where you're eating it. So turning off the TV and having dinner around the table is a really good strategy. And when you're out, choosing things like entree-sized meals instead of the main size,
can
be really helpful, absolutely.
Good on you, Beth. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Beth Mertens from the Heart Foundation. Hello, Harry.
How are you going?
Hello, Harry. Have you just had a cup of tea out of a thimble?
No, I haven't had a cup of tea out of a thimble, but I think the smorgasbord's where you get all you can eat for, say, $30 or $20. You really just peg out on food that you don't need. If you put that, that'll last you a week.
Yeah, no, good call.
Too tempting.
No, really, that's right. Point. The old smorgasbord and all you can eat for a certain price is certainly contributing to it all.